Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and then get ill. That's right, y'all. We more than rough. We're calling you bluff. And when it comes to rock,
that booty.
That big old booty, shake that booty. Can I lay on a booty? My, that booty, that big old booty, shake that booty. Can I lay on a booty? Mike Tyson on a booty. Copyright that booty. Bounce that boot on the floor. Shit. Shake till you get a little soft. Shit. Show them your mama made a hoe. Shit. Go on here, get a little low. Shit. Shake that boot in the car. Shit. Shake that boot in the stove. Shit. Shit. Pop it, stop it, drop it, pop it. If I hit a Lexus guy, I'm a motherfucking rocket. Shit. I ain't got no fucking heart. I can't be loyal to you, whore. You weren't here from the start. First. Girl, I wanna see you first.
Fucking pipe out. I got a SK with a fucking knife out. Yeah, pussy boy, you wanna act out. With my guns in them niggas like the blackout.
Boom, boss, I'm a chief, nigga. I was raised around the streets, nigga. We don't do it for your beast, nigga. We'll pull up, come see, nigga. Money long for that love, Uzi. Walk around with a big boost. Love chalk, that's love. Scrappy, bulldog, that's bitch. Scoopy, fuck it, that fuck up, I fuck it to work. Pull up, I got that AK on your shirt. Throw you my goal, yeah, no penny, no purse. Smoking no Uzi, I'm smoking no herb. Slay me a nigga, they call me Lil Kurt. I've been the boss, so I do this shit first. My nigga,
get back with your shit,
first.
Don't matter. The shit don't matter.
I'm pregnant, I'm going to Scotty. That hoe, she went around like a Harley. Riding a Audi, I speed up a room. Hit from the back, make that bitch hit a tune. I be blowing out the bag, popping these tags. Feel like I walk out of sack. Know I made these niggas mad. Don't get no fuck, this shit, it come with a tag. Feet around drumming, it be like a drummer. Fucking up Cali, I did it, that strummer. Do this shit daily, ho, look at the numbers. Young nigga cold, but I'm hot as a summer. Clip long, hit a nigga quick, no kickback. Right speed up, love, bro, nigga, sit back. Bitch wanna fuck, tell a little bro, hit that. Iced out nigga, walk around with a big rack. I'm a chief, nigga, I was raised around street.
I can't even watch you, bitch, I do my own thing, yeah. I can't even watch you, bitch, I do my own thing, yeah. Pull up like a casino, slap, I swerve, I both lanes, yeah. I can't even watch you, bitch, I do my own thing. Bitch, I do my own thing, yeah. King of hell with the propane. Bitch, I'm smoking clean, took a chance. She catch her feelings, I can't say I feel the same, yeah. I can't even watch you, bitch, I do my own thing, yeah. Ay, okay, too much sauce when I drill. Can't take a loss, I can miss. Ray Charles to the wrist. Got it looking like a fucking bank off. By the broke, got a deal.
Give me a chance. Nigeria X.
Lean lick ash on my undercover jeans. Fuck this little bad bitch from your dreams. Fresh as Listerine when I pull up to the scene. Ay, off-white Nikes, lace them clean. Lean lick ash on my undercover jeans. Fuck this little bad bitch from your dreams. Clean as Listerine when I pull up to the scene. Smoking on a blunt, about as tall as limousine. All these niggas gas, I roll up the kerosene. I was sitting bad like the scale is a regime. Walking with the lie, you can hear my pocket sing. Going for a little bit, I'm drowsy off the beam. Shit, I take pennies, cause it all add up to me. Little bro still selling fire to a fiend. He ain't talking fresh with the iron in his team.
I'm ashamed of all the things that I was doing for you. Should've known that all these girls are same and they ain't loyal. She a freak, she don't know who wanna be. Just to eat, Louboutins all on her feet. Where you get the money for them shoes, girl? You hit me on my DM yeah, like a fan, girl. Did you want me or did you want these bands, girl? Now I know you just another Instagram girl. She almost made me think that all she wants is me. I hit the club and spit a bar.
Backwards. 27 shows, I go to cities every now and then. I watch the crowd, they jumping, watching me,
watching me.
Cut 2 days ago, I'm just a kid, not old enough to smoke a cig. Then wonder what's the recipe.
Hey.
They want me to come home. I can hear the drum, hey. But understand I'm out here for a reason.
Hey.
Living in my own home. Father missed me, I know, but also we know that yeah, I'm on a mission.
I got that.
Crack the seal, is potent. You can smell when it's medical.
Smell when it's A1.
I doubled a cup to let you know I ain't drinking unregular.
Drinking them bullshit.
I keep a couple shots in case you get foul and technical. I'm free as a bird, but somehow I'm still on federal.
Yeah.
Come take a ride with me. Hop on the passenger side. Baby, let burn some trees. Hop back while we glide. I'ma get fly like Clyde. Diamonds like stars in the sky. You gotta accept that I'm live. Pour up a zip of that fluid. And I know you don't do it. Baby, get high with me. Draw me under the influence. I used to walk home, now I be gone, cause I be torn. Water on me, and on my feet, I'm on the shore. Pour up a zip of that fluid, and I know you don't do it. But baby, get high with me. Draw me under the influence. I used to walk home, now I be gone, cause I be torn. Water on me, and on my feet, I'm on the shore.
Back in the day, I was playing.
Streets, boy. Murder the pussy, I'm a beast, boy. And you a soldier, I'm a chief, boy. Send your auto with no recoil. 4G autos, they on fleet, boy. 20 murders in a week, boy. I'm from the murder capital, no sleep, boy. I'm a rapper, but I'm different.
They talking about money, they ain't really get it, huh?
Get pistol every day, did you ever come up? I live my whole life criminal talking.
Bitch,
to
you love
them. My niggas can't
with them. These niggas be hating, these niggas be faking. They talk about money, they ain't really getting. These bitches be snaking, these bitches be bombing. They be trying to lie me, they thinking I'm slipping. I feel my soul, these niggas be thinking they low. Bitches be thinking I'm slow, losing they know. Every day I got my pole, I swear I can't trust a soul.
These niggas be hating, these niggas be faking. They talk about money, they ain't really getting. These bitches be snaking, these bitches be bombing. They be trying to lie me, they thinking I'm slipping. I feel my soul, niggas be thinking they low. Bitches be thinking I'm slow, losing they know. Every day I got my pole, I swear I can't.
I don't need nobody, I'm whipping a low body.
got a human inside. The engine is robotic. I pull a reverse and I hop in the bird in the sister. Heart in the sister, 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 heart in the sister.
We can't lose. Hard body man, Jew, never play the fool. Jimmy Choo, all my shoes, never pick and choose. Never catch me with different crews, I got different views. Yeah, sliding down the avenue, searching for my roof. Yeah, when that money start to come, niggas gon' get new. Yeah, I knew it, I swear I knew it. They wouldn't understand what I have to deal with. Big bags on me when I'm shopping. Big rollie on my arm, paid cash for it, no deposit. Young boy fly in the ostrich, or a pilot. Been the motherfucking cabin.
Nigga mad, got my flag, man. I wish I fucking know the game up on the head. I'm living past the shit, pull up an anti-clip, boy you're not meant for this, I'm on a whole different lane, ride around, get lit with the gang, I'm rainbow dripping the lake, talking money you ain't got a thing, Gucci tanks, secret bank, heard you wanna link, bring them things,
you niggas too gazy, I come with my 30, yeah I woke up early, I just flipped the birdie.
Okay, yeah, 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 pass a lot and wait the data. Okay, yeah, 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 pass a lot and wait the data. Okay, yeah, 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 pass a lot and wait the data. Okay, yeah, 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 pass a lot and wait the data. Heavy on the gas, man, I can't let up, yeah. Young nigga tryna keep my head up, yeah. Okay, make sure all my haters feel it, wish they never met us. Watch me hold it down like this, stand out with the shit, stand out with the shit. Watch me hold it down like this, hold it down like this. Stand out with the shit, stand out with the shit. I got that super pack, get it off the stack, yeah. Show that bitch a life, I put her on the map, yeah. Show that bitch a life, now ain't no going play, hey. Now she don't have a list, don't want it on the stage, yeah. That loud shit, hope it goes some wild shit. That fine shit, this one your mama car shit. I hold the pack down, I can run 100 miles with the style in it. Boy, I got it, I ain't gonna wake it all, get it. I super sense, hey. Hoppin' out the lemons, yeah. Blessing in my ass, say hello to my haters, yeah.
And I started seeing ghosts, I'm off the porch. I'm skipping court, they strip to my loop. Mozzarella, okay, gone, you doing that wrong. I just talk a pole, trap on stock a wrong, we can dope money all night long. Brr. I need tiny mallet, Hong Kong. Brr. I need good
strong. Where are my real ones at?
I get beat.
Hey,
all the haters stand on that side. All the suckers stand on that side. All the lanes stand on that side. All the busters stand on that side, that side, that side, that side. All the haters stand on that side, that side, that side. All the busters stand on that side, that side, that side, that side. All the busters stand on that side, that side, that side, that side. All the busters stand on that side. All the busters stand on that. All the bust. All the bust. All the bust. All the busters stand on that. All the busters stand on that side, that side, that side, that side. All the busters stand on that side, that side, that side, that side. All the haters stand on that side, that side. All the suckers stand on that side. All the lanes stand on that side. That side, that side, that side, that side, that side, that side.
I charged a half for the zero. But we gon' keep that on the deal.
That was on set. Ran on set.
All the haters stand on that side. All the suckers stand on that side. All the lanes stand on that side. All the fuckers stand on that side. All the haters stand on that side.
Jump
like this. Jump like this.
Your nigga play for keeps. Keep shit in the street. Keep me a drum like a beat. This shit plain to see. I got two sluts. I just fucked them both. It's a fat party. Finna make a toast. We put them Zans in it. They said we did the most. We fucking bad bitches. Sitting them bitches across the globe. Girl show. Pink toe. I just did Molly with a pink toe. I just caught a body with a deep throat. Clever with me, knock it out like him.
When they lost hope. 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 When they lost hope, 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 when they lost hope.
So I provided, kind of a stress. Nigga, you blessed. But that don't mean I won't do things that I regret. For all of my niggas who kept it 100, I feel them in debt. For all of my people who back in my city, I gotta connect. I'm a survivor, little more wiser. Line of my chakras. None of my chakras, 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 none of my chakras. Third eye monster. I'm on a new level, it's a loose rebel to the Don P. From a wine cellar, got an upgrade on the time teller. Got some bands on, not the Margellas, need a pallbearer. Kill a nigga with a 16. Flow came with a wind chiller, need a chin chiller, nigga too cold. Truth told in the rap game, I ain't Von Miller, nigga beast mode. Fuck a nigga with some fake feelings like they been with us, y'all weirdos. Bitch, I know I been the greatest, you ain't gotta say this, I'ma let the work show. Told Meek Millie backstage, I'ma charge in through the front door. Facts, nigga.
Diamond turn the beat up like a stylus. Throwing all these bands on me in silence. Horse man on my Adam, but it's endless. Youth girl, now we driving down to Venice.
She's so good at what she do, I might bust a move. Driving on the lock while I sprinkle Molly Rock. How come when I'm coming, that's the only time you need me? How come when I'm popping, it's the only time you see me? She's so good at what she do, ain't no room for talking. Talking. Ain't no room for talking. Mix it to the liquor, I ain't fucking with no white shit. Ain't no room for talking. Ain't no room for talking. Mix it to the liquor, I ain't fucking with no white shit. Ain't no room for talking. Ain't no room for talking. Mix it to the liquor, I ain't fucking with no white shit. I don't trust in all so many photos that I cropped.
DNA dropping in my jeans, y'all. Bought myself a pair of bum and jeans, y'all. Remember when I travel with that ball, yeah. Remember when I travel with that ball, yeah. Remember when I third on every rock, yeah. Listen up, that rock is down my jello.
You try to dab me up after the show. No, 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 no.
I've been stressing out enough all night. I can leave them all alone. Had to put it on my life, yeah. I've been flexing with you on my mind. You ain't even gotta test it. They know you're my little baby. Look, look. Love, baby, love, 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 love. Stuff, baby, love, 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 love. Stuff, baby, love, 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 love. Stuff, baby, love, 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 love. Scoo. Yeah, I can't touch no one, so I be on my lonely. She stay up, fuck around, that's why she keep ignoring me. You're tying up my line, but baby, that's the only. I'm dealing with a lot, just look and keep on roaring. I be the cat, they tryna make me do the whole.
leaving my hoes alone. I had to focus on my life, yeah. I've been pressing with you on my mind. You ain't even got a question, cause you know you're my left baby. Love, love, screw, screw. Love, baby, love, 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 love. Screw, yeah. Screw. Yeah, cause I fuck around, I swear that's when she called me. All she wanna do is lay up and on me. Got a bag, then we blew it all together. Got a bag, then we ran up down my jella. Pull a shiny in a brand new diamond necklace. Got a Porsche and I'm driving, I ain't reckless. I'm done with chasing, I'm not fucking with you only. I'm tryna make it so I don't end up your homie. I've been stressing, I've been up all night. Had to leave them all alone, had to focus on my life, yeah. I've been flexing with you on my mind. You ain't even got a text, cause you know you're my little baby. Love, love, screw, screw. Love, baby, love, 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 love. Screw, screw.
Oh, Louis on a belt, never leave her by herself. Too damn cold, they'll never melt. Playing speaker knocker on my lonely. She my little favorite, that's my homie, y'all. Yeah. Bands in my pocket, yeah, you know I got it, y'all. That's my little favorite bitch, don't stop it, ooh. She be rocking Prada with Balenciaga sauce. Pull up in that foreign playing Lady Gaga.
I've been stressing, I've been up all night. Had to leave them all alone, had to focus on my life, yeah. I've been flexing with you on my mind. You ain't even got a test, cause you know you're my little baby. Love, love, screw, screw. Love, baby, love, 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 screw.
But hip hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip hop.
Hit the club. All the hip hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
It's Tiger Young Money Zone.
It's the homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop Deal Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
Already, True West Radio, we back in the building, man. It is Friday, yay. Hey, y'all know how we get down, man. We got Sweet Pea in the word. What's going on, my people?
What's up, y'all?
Hey. What's the word?
Oh, nothing too much.
Right on. We just hanging like wet clothes.
What's up?
Trying to get one in, man. Okay. So what's happening next,
Truth, to be honest, I ain't got no idea today.
What? Don't tell me you've been napping all day.
No, not all day, but I just... You know, sometimes you be like, man, forget it.
Right.
It was one of them
like,
days.
Like, what's the purpose,
today.
Huh?
Hell yeah, and that damn medicine be having me going, man. I'm like, shit, I'm tired.
I know it, man. I can't figure out why you ain't passed to a natural remedy yet.
Oh, shit. I ain't no natural remedy for this.
Right.
Yeah, sometimes
I
just got to
What's going on, everyone?
Look everywhere.
Welcome.
How y'all, bro?
Who's all on the line?
How the world are you, sir?
Is that a problem,
Say like you at the din table.
Y'all, what's poppin'? What's poppin'?
Hey,
K-9 in the building. What's good with everybody?
What's your pleasure, Pimp?
Oh, man, just chilling today, man. Relaxing it out a little bit. You know, we get the weather warming up a little bit out here, so I took this drone out for a test flight. Came out pretty good. Now
okay.
Relaxing, man.
Well, say he's drawing.
Y'all gotta have drone license in the city limits?
You can't, no, they just got signs where you can't fly them at. So they tell you, if it's like an army base, police station, and stuff like that, they tell you no fly zone. So you fly in them zones, it's consequences. Plus, they got signal jammers. They can jam your signal and make your drone crash or come to them.
Wow.
Yep. But this drone shit, this is my first. I had this drone for 6 years. I just now opened the box. But this drone shit is really technical, man. This damn drone got this thing where you can lock onto your face, and this damn thing will follow you, man. It was a little, kind of scared me a little bit because it came at me really fast, you know. It was far away. That shit is a little scary, man. Kind of, you know, just was kind of scary because it, like, was coming after me, you know. Like, that's like it had some guns on it, like a movie. It was coming after me, man. Yeah, it came after me pretty fast. And it was just trying to catch up to me. It had to get to me, so it zoomed over there. And I was like, man, that damn thing's coming at me. You know, like, it's going to crash into me and shit. But that thing has a lot of fucking features on it, man, where... It's just, it got so many features that you can touch the screen on your phone and tell it to go to a coordinates and stay there and back and GPS on it. This shit is wild. And it's not that much of an expensive drone. So, I just
how much it cost?
Drone. You know, I paid like $299 for that drone, but I bought it like 6 years ago. But I just can imagine what these $2,000 drones do now. I mean, I can just imagine what a drone can do if this is old, 6-year-old, you know, Intel. Like, what can a drone? And then it like video. You can hit video. It'll video you. 1080 HD. It'll video you. It takes nice pictures. It's really cool what it does. It's like crazy. But that was my day.
You know, the price of everything went up, so ain't no telling. That might be a $700 to $800 thing now.
Yeah, probably is. I mean, yeah, you're right. Probably, I mean, because, you know, sometimes when they build new stuff, they'll leave out a few of these features from the first and second and third generation drones. They'll leave out those features. So, like I say, this one might have a feature that the new ones don't have.
Mhm.
But yeah, it's amazing, you know, really, really amazing with what it can do. You can lock on to somebody, and you know, and like if that's the person in the video, you could just do that, and you can put it on the ground, and you can do this circle. You can put some whatever's in the center. You can hit circle it, and it'll like film and go around. It's like a 360 little camera thing they have at the little clubs and stuff now.
Yeah.
You see all the people standing in the middle and that damn camera be swinging around them.
Yeah.
Like, this thing will do that. Yeah, exactly. So it's a little technical, but it has buttons. The thing about it is it's not like you have to learn how to really, really fly these things. Like, this thing has so much technology. Like, you just push a button and you say, all right, return back home. You hit emergency, you lose control of it, you hit this button, it'll come right back to where it took off at. So.
And people was buying these for their kids.
letting their kids tear them up. That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm, you know, I'm sure they, like, if, you know, kids, they got a lot of time on their hands. So if you put this technology into a kid's hands, I'm sure they can fly really, really, really good. You know, like, they ain't got nothing to do. They just at home playing in love with this drone. They can probably fly them really, really good. Like, I can imagine.
That's it. He got a drone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes. What scratch at? Scratch on tonight?
Not yet.
Not yet.
We just jamming tonight, you know what I'm saying? We gonna play some of these sizzles we got all week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're about jamming some of two or three of them, you know.
That's what's up. Yeah, just relaxing. Well, what's on the road,
you know?
We're all on the roll call. We're all on the phone.
We got Mr. Everywhere Sweet Pea in here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's Mr. Everywhere Sweet Pea locking the damn word.
Building. We in the building.
Right on.
You say everywhere.
Yeah, we got the 12-pack of Doja.
Oh, shit, man. Hey, I gotta get my stuff so I can start upload to get y'all some of these records, but I gotta get them to MP3, man. I just got them on vinyl. Isn't that really crazy that the name of it is Pac Doja?
Yeah.
That caught my attention today for the first time. Caught my attention. I was like, wow.
And who you say made that for?
That's Lil Half Dead.
I remember him.
That. And then I got DLC. DLC had an album with some songs on it after he had his car accident. He dropped a album on Giant Records. I was promoting that. These are the songs for the record companies I used to promote when I had my promotional company going. Back in the day, my promotional company lasted from 91 till about 98. To 98, then I closed the company down and restarted it back up in 2000 and started picking up more projects. And then I just kind of started working on my own music and kind of left the promotional stuff alone all the way.
Mm-hmm.
It was tying me up. And then people wasn't paying them money. They stopped paying, so I said, okay. You know how them contracts is. You get into it, and they're paying good, and then all of a sudden the money, they start running out. So I said, let me do my own thing. And that way, you know what I'm saying, I could be working on my career and doing my music full-time instead of doing it half-time and then putting all this time into all these records. Yeah, you seen that Devin album Boo Booing? That was Devin the Dude. I was promoting that album Devin the Dude that dropped with that song Boo Booing.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all remember that song?
So yeah.
I got to get a lot of this stuff on MP3, man, so we can start banging some of these records I got. I got a lot of records, you know, for good.
From the hood.
What'd you say?
I said, Devin the Dude from the hood. I saw him out one time. It was like Christmas or something. And my sister was like, she was pointing, she was mouthing, Devin the Dude. And I was like, what? Well, she said, and she was like, Devin the Dude. And I looked to the side, and I was like, oh, but we didn't see him or nothing because he was with his daughter, and it was a holiday or whatever. But now that I think back, we could have spoke to him. You know what I'm saying? But I was like,
yeah.
And so I mouthed back to her. I mouthed back to her. I was like, dude, what the fuck you want to do? And we were just laughing. We had a moment, you know.
What's the artist out of Texas? His name was 3-2.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. 3-2, the governor.
So, I worked 3-2's first, his album he put out. I worked that album, that 3-2 Big Baby album. I had that album, too. I touched a lot of people's careers. You know, I look back at how many, I go on this thing and I look, you know, the first time I had ever heard, like, Twister. And the first time was they handed it a record called it was from Do or Die, and it was Po' Pimp, and I was like, who is this guy rapping fast on here, you know? And that was Twister, but Twister had a career long before that. But that was just my first introduction to Twister, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He was doing. Paddington Bear,
Yeah, he had that little hat on, and then he come back and reinvented himself with that pimping stuff.
But that was that Rap-A-Lot New Tribe Records thing, and you know, and the Rap-A-Lot records and all that thing, all that stuff that was going on, you know. They had, you know, CJ Mack and Pop LQ and all these, I can't even name all the artists that I promoted their records, because, I mean, the list is like, I was throwing records out to the streets, like 30 records in a week, you know, different records. They were just coming in to be projects where people, like, they'll start paying and then they stop paying, so it's like, I was able to touch so many records. But
that's kind of crazy too, because you know, 3-2 was, man, he was like, he was good, man, like, and people, he was known, like, out there and over here too. But man,
yeah,
that's the thing about addiction that really make me sad, you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes you just can't get over it to get to where you deserve to be, where you need to be. And it used to really hurt my feelings to see him walking around here on the street corners and stuff like that. And it's like, damn, man. But this Mr. 3-2, like, nigga, I sing his shit word for word, like, you know, it's crazy.
Yeah, but that's how I get sometimes. I remember when I first got handed his project, and everybody was like, man, what's that, who is that, and I was like, huh? So one of my homeboys, he lived in Texas, and I handed him CJ Mack at this time, I handed him Loonies, I handed him the Do or Die stuff, then I handed him that, and he was like, that's my homeboy. I said, huh? He was like, that's my homeboy in Texas, man. That's my homeboy. I'm like, what's that? I said, man, I'm going to call him right now. And it's like, man, it was crazy, because, like, that's when he was trying to get known on the California side. A lot of California people never heard of him. You know, they had never heard of these artists. They never heard of, you know, everything that was coming. Like, you didn't have the internet and stuff like this, you know? So it was... If it wasn't no street promoter or no radio commercials or no billboards, then you wasn't going to hear who this artist was. And, you know, I think that's why it's a lot of people in California, and it's a lot of them that'll tell you, like, I brought them that record first. Like, before that, I turned them on to these records. A lot of DJs, a lot of people and a lot of people in California, like, you know, one of the DJs from Seven Oasis, DJ Dents. DJ Dents now DJs for the Clippers. He's the Clippers DJ. You know, he's the official DJ for all the events, right? And I remember giving him a lot of the records, a lot of the Death Row records, a lot of the Rap-A-Lot records, a lot of the Priority records, Parrish when he was on Priority, Razzcast and Master P, when all of them, when Eazy-E, when everybody signed the Priority deal, I remember giving him those records. He still recalls, you know, me handing him those records, and I'm the person he heard those songs first from, you know. So a lot. I was moving so hard. It was a lot of people, but at the end of the day, it was so much work out of my career to stop and go try to make that money and go and be at those clubs, all those house parties, and all those skating rinks, all those bowling alleys, and all those projects just to get those records out. I was taking a whole lot from my career. It worked out, though, you know. I learned more about promotion than I knew as time grew, you know. I learned a whole lot about promotion and how to market a record and how to do retail runs and how to road manage artists. And when artists come into town, they come to me, and I take them to all the hot spots and all the DJs and all the clubs that's popping, you know, where it's crowded, all the clubs. I knew where everything was at.
Hey, that's pretty cool, though. I be telling people, it's like they don't believe me, but, you know, I was alive before everything went digital, and it was like a real special time when people from Houston really was getting heard, and they was getting love, like, on the West Coast and stuff, too. But when you pay attention, West Coast music has always been a thing here in Houston. It's been big. Like, people have always, even our music, it sounds a lot more like the West Coast music than anybody else's, you know? So that's the thing about that. A lot of people don't get it. There's a lot of people that's down here that are originally from California and vice versa and stuff like that,
yeah,
too. So that's cool to hear you talk about it. You know, because people just talk to me like I'm crazy and I don't know what I'm talking about.
No, my mom is from Texas, you know. And, like, I used to go to Texas. I used to go to San Antonio, Cuero, Houston for the summer. So I've been going down there since probably the 80s, since I was little, real little. You know, I've been going to Texas since I was the 80s. I mean, since the 80s. And, you know, it's like you say, yeah, you know, I was going to the spots and projects and stuff in different spots where, you know, you can hear the music everybody playing, you know. You can hear the music everybody playing and vice versa. Here, we hear, and you can hear the music playing. But like I said, it has to be promoters to get those records to where people can have them or somebody visited there. See, we back in the day, you know, the people was the promoters, because we would hand a record to somebody and they would, it'd be somebody from LA or something, they'd be going to Texas and they take that music with them because they want to take it on the drive. And when they get out there, they're like, nah, you got to leave that. You get another one when you get back, you know? And that's how music was promoted, because people was going back home to see their family in Arkansas, Texas, you know, and they was doing all that stuff. They was like, you know, they was transporting the music in their cars because they was on a long drive going to Oklahoma. You know, I was working radio in Tulsa, Oklahoma. You know, I was working when I was down there with my sister was going to ORU. I would go down there and stay for years and stay for 6 months here and time there. And I got to know the clubs. I got to know the radio station. And I was bringing West Coast radio. I was bringing, you remember Sally Sale? He was from Sally Sale, had a hot song called Heat for Your Ass.
I was just
stuff like yeah, so I was taking his record and trying to get him to the radio station. If they cared about a record, they would do a clean version to it. You know what I mean? So times have really changed. Yeah, times have changed. I remember they did it.
About about Houston. It's like people have hits and whatever, but when you come, Houston have their own hit or something like that. So, because I was just going to bring it up, I was going to say if you look back and you look at a lot of people's playlists, or even if you look at Screw Tapes, you're going to see E-40, Kelly and stuff like that. It's going down tonight. You know, that's the Houston song. Yeah, it been made so many other songs because of that song. But, yeah, it's going down tonight. That's the Houston song. If he performing, I know. He can't come to Houston without doing that song. They going to jump you in the parking lot probably.
So, you know, it's I like I say, when I used to go there, I had family that was there, and I had family that was here that moved back there. So I used to have a lot of fun in Houston. I used to have a lot of fun. And, you know, I always been in the horses. So when I used to go to the little town Cuero and stuff in San Antonio, my people, they, like, worked at the auctions and the rodeos and all that stuff. So I used to have a ball down there. I was a country boy. They didn't understand, but when I went to Texas, they used to laugh at me being a cowboy because they was like, "Man, you in the concrete? How you a cowboy? How you got horses in Compton in L.A.? Like, I don't understand that. They knew I was a cowboy, but they looked at it different. Like, no, you got to learn this way. But it was crazy.
They did not understand until you really come down here for real. And the thing about Houston is with their HOAs and all that bullshit and the jurisdictions, they pretty much have pushed that outside of Houston. But you have a few places that's grandfathered in, like over there next to the elementary school going down Belfort. You know, close to Belfort and Cullen, that place is grandfathered in. It's been there longer than I could think of, you know, places like that. But they stopped a lot of that from Houston. So people think you from Houston, oh, y'all ride horses, you do this and you do that and that. And unfortunately, the majority of people from Houston have not got that pleasure. I know that because my people are actually from the sticks for real. They're not from Houston.
Mm-hmm.
So I hate that they kind of put that stuff out of here, but, you know, it is what it is. You can't be too sustainable. You got to rely on the government these days. That's what they want you to do.
Yeah. What's that hospital in Houston, the one they made for the segregated hospital? It's called Negro Hospital or something in Houston?
No.
You know what Houston, the hospital name used to be Negro Hospital or something like that?
What? I didn't even know that.
That's where my mom was born at. That's the only way I know about it, because my mom was born there. But I guess they changed the name and then they closed it down or something.
I was born at Jefferson Davis. I know that's the, you know, I'm lucky to be alive. A lot of us is lucky to be alive. Who is over there? Like, I heard all kind of crazy stories. Like, they leave afterbirthing people, and, you know, I'm probably one of the reasons why, one of the cases, the reason why they have people ultrasounds through the pregnancy now, because I had a rap neighbor for it, you know. So, you got to be careful with the county hospitals.
I just found it online. It's called Houston Negro Hospital. It's called Riverside General Hospital. But it used to be called Houston Negro Hospital, and then they changed it to Riverside General Hospital, and then I think they closed it down. Yeah, why did Riverside General Hospital close? This was the first black hospital in Texas, was the Houston Negro Hospital. Crazy, huh? See, I'm from California. Y'all just got a little Texas history from me. And I'm from California. But it's where it's only surfing and palm trees in California.
Well, I'm going to give you
a lot of history. People don't know this, but they have changed the name in a lot of history, too. And that's why I had no idea. Third Ward, see, right now, they calling it Edo. They call it East Downtown. But we know it's the Third Ward. It's the track. But was actually Freedman's Town. It was a city, the black people's city. So that's why, see, they erased all of that from history. Even, you know, they tried to with the hospital, too.
Yeah.
But if you look it up, it's in Third Ward, that address. So it was the whole Freedman's
Negro Hospital.
That's why. Yeah, it was in Freedman's Town, the first black city after slavery and everything in Houston. It was over there. And once we started moving into what they call the suburbs and everything, because South Park was a suburb, see, they kept on trying to move. And it's them. They keep extending the Houston city limits and stuff further and further because they keep on trying to move away. But you can't get away. You shouldn't have brought us over here.
Yeah, that shit crazy. But you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, they always do that. They because they don't want you to track it. You know what I'm saying? They all black history is they try to make it like it didn't happen. You know, if you start looking for slavery addresses, they'll make it look like it didn't happen. But it's still, if you really really search now, it's slavery addresses. When I went to Cuba, I went on some trails and stuff, and went on some stuff that, well, is educational stuff that is showed me a lot of stuff about how Cuba was like the first point, was supposed to be the first point stop to bring slaves. So they stopped in Cuba and bought slaves to Cuba first. That's where they stopped at. And I got to see all the caves that they kept these, you know, slaves in and the plantations. And it just was like, but like you say, it hurts, but it's good to know the history of the people, because when you don't know the history, it makes you kind of walk this earth like how they have us brainwashed in this earth. Like slavery happened, but it didn't really happen, you know. But when you get to physically walk those grounds and see what the slaves had to do, and you know, and I still know a lot of people that really pick cotton, you know what I'm saying? So I got a chance to sit down with a lot of people that pick cotton, you know, and they tell me a lot of stories too. So
my grandma pick cotton to buy school clothes every year. That's how close to the time that all of this shit happened, while people try to act like it didn't happen. My grandma, I want to say she was born in maybe like, 1950 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
Anyway, she used to get money. She used to pick cotton to get money for school clothes every year to get her new clothes and stuff. So that's how close in that all of this shit happened. You know what I'm saying?
Yep, United States got rich off the cotton. Got rich off the cotton.
Right, yeah, we're going to jump into a couple of cuts and pay a few bills. It's the top of the hour, so we're going to jump to a couple of jams, y'all. Just tune in to True West Radio. We are live. If you'd like to join the show, hit us up. 323-642-1597. We're going to kick off this here with Top Rank 10K. It's called Time Back. Y'all check this out, man. There you go.
I love, I'm just wishing for my time back. I've been up in drugs, shit I need, I can't rewind back. I wonder would you leave me alone, shit I said I find back. I've been tripping, dream when I'm alone, I need my mind back. My thoughts, but can you feel me in this song? I'm in my feelings.
stayed away from you so long, admit that I've been tripping. Now I'm free, I got this shit right in my spirit and I can feel it. And I ain't never been uncomfortable, I take a nigga, get with it. Big homie told me beat the streets, but I've been trying to heal my spirit. Mama told me leave the streets, but I've been weak, yet I admit it. Took my cousin, leave him alone, but I can't get him out my vision until I die. I take the chrome when I'm outside, might try to kill me. But the pain so deep inside, and that I cried and tried to heal it. Told my partner on my side that I'm live at all the benches. He gon' rise and I'm gon' slide. I got my guys in my extension. If you try, I bet he dying tonight. This shit is not for lyrics. Got the city in the headlock, popping out the visuals. He just help him make his leg lock. That's how we try to get him. He just box, we call him dead stock. Nobody got the liver. My little nigga let his leg pop. And I just got him pick him. Told these niggas that I'm underrated. Now look, I deliver them. Every beat I get, I undertake them. But I just gotta feel them. Hit the blunt and get me concentrated. That's probably why I hit them. Keep it one, these bitches overrated. Everybody trying to hit them. With the bitch who say she wanna play me, but I just gotta hit them. In the stomach, say she want a baby, but I'm just not a nigga. We gon' rock it if they wanna play me. Nobody on that trigger. She get crazy, I get everybody to rock it. I thought I had a bitch I love. I'm just wishing for my time back. I've been off some drugs. Shit I need, I can't rewind back. I wonder would you leave me alone. The shit I said, I find facts. I've been trippin', dream when I'm alone. I need my mind back, cause my thoughts be. Can you feel me in this song? I'm in my feelings. Stayed away from you so long, admit that I've been trippin'. Now I'm free, I got this shit right in my spirit. And I can feel it, and I ain't never been uncomfortable. I take a nigga and get with it. Told my God ain't no other way, I'm grinding till I get it. If it's mine, I'll never hesitate, won't shine, it's in our mission. All these bitches tryna elevate off my shine, I'm tryna hit it. Get that drink and then get hella sloppy, priming out my liver. I'm kind, but I get triggered, too kind without my missiles. Two times I say the word, you know your mind's not suspicious. Two times it's for the birds, I can't be kind, you know I'm realer. When I'm high, sit and swerve, I'm off my mind like it's my clipper. Bitch, I love, I'm just wishing for my time back. I've been off some drugs, shit I need, I can't rewind back. I wonder would you leave me alone, the shit I said I find back. I've been tripping, dream when I'm alone. I need my mind back, hear my thoughts, but can you feel me in this song? I'm in my feelings, stayed away from you so long. Admit that I've been tripping, now I'm free, I got this shit right in my spirit. And I can feel it, and I ain't never been uncomfortable. I take a nigga and get with it.
Going in.
So you are.
I don't know if you know like I know. I'm in my zone. You thought you could catch me, hold my nuts. I'm going beast mode.
I'm going in.
I'm going in and I ain't going out my zone.
I'm going in.
I'm going in. No sleep till I'm gone.
I'm going in.
I'm going in, man. I'm always on the go.
I'm going in.
I'm going in. Hey, the grind is all I know.
I'm going.
Nowhere to go. I eat the beat and don't take nothing to go. I order more. Learn how to mix because I mastered the flow. Got a battery in my back, and my bag ain't going back. I ain't going back to losing, I ain't taking no L. I turn my hustle legit, I should get bro back in scale. These niggas don't measure up, she thought I ain't measure up. Put it out, she fell in love, I think that count as a dub. Been a poly child since Jackson child, I'm a grown man, got problems now. Crazy, half crack, baby, my whole life full of let down. I done been to press, I done been to jail, I done been to plus, I done been around. Don't glorify it, I horrify it, get robbed, nigga, what you gon' do now? Going in time two like a clone with me. All I really need is God with me, my dog with me, my bra with me. UNT, my squad with me. I be rolling through my city, I be floating through space. I kill the beat and throw the body away, don't leave a trace.
I'm going in,
I'm going in and I ain't going out my zone.
I'm going in.
Always on the go.
I'm going in.
I'm going in. Hey, the grind is all I know.
I'm going in.
I'm going in and I ain't going out my zone.
I'm going in.
I'm going in. No sleep till I'm gone.
I'm going in.
I'm going in, man. I'm always on the go.
I'm going in.
I'm going in. Hey, the grind is all I know.
Ain't nothing you can tell me.
ain't nothing you can sell me. Them jam keep calling my cell B, but they don't know how to handle me. They think that I'm still local, but my music been heard globally. Next time come with that bad girl, I'ma block all y'all from calling me. Shout out to my OGs, King Scratch and Hell Love, to West May Studio Slave, and the Lions Den straight out the mud. Time to do a Chris straight out the door. I'm doing this for all of us, from the 63 to the 46 to the 65. I'm down the ride, better know how to move when you come to my city. The weather wishy-wishy, you need traffic, we got plenty. Rap flow like a backstreet, stage show like an athlete. I'm the engineer and the MC. These labels don't know what to do with me. Making money off my talent, it's a dream come true. Get my family out the bullshit is the next thing to do. Got hitters in the stool, everybody in the booth. You know they ain't gon' let me lie, everything I spit the truth. I'm going in,
I'm going in, and I ain't going out my zone.
I'm going in,
I'm going in, no sleep till I'm gone.
I'm going in,
I'm going in, man, I'm always on the go.
I'm going in,
I'm going in, hey, the grind is all I know.
I'm going in,
I'm going in, and I ain't going out my zone.
I'm going in,
I'm going in, no sleep till I'm gone.
I'm going in,
I'm going in, man, I'm always on the go.
I'm going in,
I'm going in, hey, the grind is all I know.
When I made it, I must kill it. Ooh, that day be them days, yeah. Ooh, when we touch them feelings. Ooh, now we in a spaceship, no airplane, the sky can't be my ceiling. Fuck the rest, baby, fuck whoever. Be the chef, cause you hot to death. Make the plate, I need nothing else. Got to feed you all to myself. Ooh, when you die, then you dumb, cuz. Ooh, ain't nobody really love us. Ain't nobody around the motherfuckers. Hey, really can't call me love. I love baby, love money, we don't give a fuck. When I suicide mama, I was self-destructing. The whole world love, I'm a special love.
Yeah. Let me lace my shoes up, warm my tools up before you get chopped and chewed up. Look here, little nigga, you talk too tough. That's how you get your whole crew touched. Come here thinking that we won't do much. 223 shells, that's what we bust. This here's California in guns we trust. It don't matter if you're red or blue, duh. These little niggas are a public nuisance. All they do is start shit and cause confusion. When we define tragic, they find amusing. But we don't get the point until their point is proven. They quick to
run up on ya.
Out here in
California,
people be
plotting on ya.
It's not just
paranoia.
Everyone
on the street
could be a
murder team.
People be
gunning for ya.
Out here in
California.
California, yeah. Is dangerous in any street. I watch these youngsters kill over the smallest beat. I'm on a bike like Devo rolling through the streets. I gotta pat they pockets. What you got on my drink? Hey, just put some air in the inner tube. I got a small leak, paint a picture what Cali do. Action speaks, loud words are cheap. The crowd runs from the sound of guns on the concrete. Weed and pills, America loves to drink. All stars, Levi's and white tees. But nowadays these kids wearing these skinny jeans. Carry Dracos and bust at their enemies. Stay quick to
run up on you.
Out here in
California,
people be
plotting on ya.
It's not just
paranoia.
Everyone
on the street
could be a
murder scene.
People be
gunning for ya.
Out here in
California.
California, hun, better watch where you at. Little man 13 got put on the set. He don't know what he do, he just wanna get respect. And his older homeboys got his back, you can bet. Now you're outside doing dirt. Don't really give a damn who you hurt. Ditch your school, you won't do your homework. The hood life got you acting like a jerk. Mama can't handle you, your dad ain't there. She pray for you every day, but life ain't fair. You sound even time talking about you're not scared. Until a drive-by left a slug in your hair. Stay quick to
run up on ya.
Out here in
California,
people be
plotting on ya.
It's not just
paranoia.
Everyone
on the street
could be a
murder scene.
People be
gunning for ya.
Out here in
California.
T the Wizard got them bangers.
Chopstick, I'ma spin your block and turn that bitch into a mosh pit. I thought a broke nigga said something who ain't got shit. You heard La Clover Nostra got more keys than a locksmith. If you be on some op shit, we pop shit. Chopstick, all my niggas got them, introduce them to the chopstick. Look, all my niggas mobbing, it's a problem, get the chopstick. We down to catch a body, you won't end up as a hostage. Now greet them with the chopstick, we do not switch.
Play me like a rapper, I'ma turn up like a bachelor. Doing all that capping, hope you stand on all your captions. All your love bitch with me foreign, turn me on with hella accent. Push it in the air, you know a stamp come with that package. Big dog really little dog, let you down with all this action. Get rich with the gang and break it down to a few fractions. My life like a movie, if it was it'll be action. Nigga, you ain't hot, cause if you was it'll be traction. Running really shining, ain't no scamming, it's just trapping. Yo bitch know them diamonds and them cars are the distraction. Fuck around outside my hood and put them on when I go platinum. I took my advance and told her flip, I'm buying weapons.
Chopstick, I'ma spin your block and turn that bitch into a mosh pit. I thought a broke nigga said something who ain't got shit. You heard La Clover Nostra got more keys than a locksmith. If you be on some op shit, we pop shit. Chopstick, all my niggas got them, introduce them to the chopstick. Look, all my niggas mobbing, it's a problem, get the chopstick. We down to catch a body, you won't end up as a hostage. Now greet them with the chopstick, we do not switch.
I'm ready for war when I hop out
out the whip. They coming through doors when they pop out the clip. If any one of y'all got pressure with flip, I guarantee you get a shot to the hip. If we have words, you get a shot to the lip. Don't cover your face, I'm bucking away. And I'm cool with all of the bitches that strip. When you was high off perks, they was up in your face. I'm the one with the Mac and the kickback. My backpack with the snacks and the clips at. And oh yeah, I got an 8, don't sip that. I moved a whole lot of weight, unzip that. If I walk you down with these chopsticks, it's high steam on your chest like hot grits. Since you rather get hair from a dancer, now I got your head on my mantle. I move that dope with them Haitians. I'll turn your bro to a raisin. Let's do a toast with some Quagan. They put the golden quotation. You steal, I'm cutting your hand out. We'll turn this bitch to a standout. I had to get it the man route. Come on and see what Clover Land buys. Chopstick, I'ma spin your block and turn that bitch into a mosh pit. I thought a broke nigga said something who ain't got shit. You heard La Clover Nostra got more keys than a locksmith. If you be on some op shit, we pop shit. Chopstick, all my niggas got them, introduce them to the chopstick. Look, all my niggas mobbing, it's a problem, get the chopstick. We down to catch a body, you won't end up as a hostage. Now greet them with the chops, we do not switch.
Introduce them to the chopstick. Hydro shock, get you feel like a couple drop kicks. I'm several states away, bustin' near the time switch. And that's the only time, oh that's your only nine. Couple blocks, couple K's, couple 45s. Spin the block and let the damn bullets blow, bullets flow. Die with your eyes open, you wanna smoke. Honey folks, money notes, bloody knives, money coats. M16, rifle scopes, flatlines, overdose. They send me others when I'm popping out. I put a beam to your nose when I'm popping out. What the fuck is you talking about? I'ma step on his head when I pull up, I'll be running with the gun out. Burp, 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 that's how my gun go. Pep rally, how I hit him with the drum roll.
Nigga, y'all niggas in the motherfucking program. You niggas know me, nigga. Ready ride, ready roll. Run jumping out, nigga. I'm hopping out on cruise control. Any niggas ready to get hit. Jumping out, hot sticks when I hop, when I pop shit. Got your niggas wanna fuck with. And now your niggas stitching, calling the cops cause you can't deal with. It's getting hot like hell, get them hot shell. Nigga, snitch your tail, nigga, send your ass to hell. Nigga, up and down, nigga, like some fucking switches. Y'all niggas like, snap me in my back like bitches. Y'all niggas said y'all had my back full throttle. So I had to turn around, nigga, full throttle. And I had to hit this nigga in the head with the bottle. It was my homie, nigga, shit was hard to swallow. But you know what it is though. I'm from the streets, live by the street cold flow. Never switch up, switch up, switch up, bitch up, nigga. What the fuck is that, cuz? I've been the realest to the solid till the day I die. Lord knows, till the bullets gon' let them fly. Till the day that I go, nigga, let them know. Yo, Joe, holler out, true West love. Y'all niggas know the new district, West District, and his motherfuckers don't come up missing. Y'all get against got me no fucked up and shit tripping. Kevin, this nigga automatic, nigga really gripping. Huh? Get this nigga with that motherfucker. My life is crazy like a motherfucker. Open me up like a book like a motherfucker. I ain't got shit to hide, but I'm a crook like a motherfucker. I give her good deed, nigga, you know me. Now she going crazy since she love me. I'ma go ahead and split it like a real G. But you know me, I'ma keep it OG. Nigga, I give a good D. Now that girl going crazy, how she love me. Nigga, out your motherfucking mind, leave me. I'm a motherfucking G, you feel me? And good girl, like I love no. Ride up with the real spit. Ride up with you know me. I keep this shit real clip. Nigga, really though, I'm sitting with the 30 shit. Now she going crazy, nigga. Don't have me sink your battleship. Ah, nigga, with that.
For hip hop live.
You ready, homie? Hip hop.
Hit the club. All the hip hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie fly, baby.
This is Big Snoop D O Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
Hey, we back up in this thing, man. True West Radio, it's Matty J here, Love Fire. Yeah, y'all know how we do it, does it? And it is what it is, you know what I mean? I got my people up in here. I'll just open up everybody's mic. We got a caller from the 669. State your name and who you are, man. Welcome to the show.
You'd like to make a request?
You got a request.
Yeah,
okay.
I want to hear Issue by Snoop Dogg.
Who?
Can you play Issue by Snoop Dogg?
Yeah, I'll play it before the show is up. Glad you told me in. We're going to definitely get that in for you, man. Hopefully get in before the show ends. So I got you. Issues by Snoop Dogg. We're going to get there. Yeah.
All right, cuz. Thanks a lot.
Real talk, man. Thanks for listening to the show.
What's happening with you? I know that voice, man. What's good with
what's
you? That my voice. Is that my voice? Is that my voice? He's out there saying all that.
Y'all want to play some Issues for me, cuz?
Oh, for sure, man. For sure. We got you, man. Good hearing from you, brother.
Good hearing from you, too, cousin.
All right. Stay up, bro.
All right. You too, my brother. I'm all ears.
Yeah, what's up, man? We've got people calling in, asking his song and shit. That's all good.
Oh, yeah. Is he an artist, too?
Huh?
I said, is he an artist too, or he just calling in?
No, he was just calling me and listen. You know, when I go on, I usually send the phone number out so people can call in and tune in. But he was just responding to me, telling him to listen in, listen to the show.
Oh, thank you for calling in.
Yeah. I do a blast out to everybody so that people can listen in whenever y'all on. So I always do a blast out to people to tune in, check out the show, you know, hear some new music.
Right on.
Old music.
So appreciate it, man.
Yes,
that's what we do. That's what we do. Right here on the truth. Ooh.
Yeah, last little segment, that was like a True West Radio mixtape. It was like a song from everybody that called in almost. I heard JoJo. I heard Chris.
Yeah, we kind of pull the curtain back on them now.
I heard you, and I heard Julia. Who else there was? Everybody.
Yes, sir.
That was pretty damn.
Yeah, I tried to tap in with a few, you know, every now and then. So what's going on? Miss Everywhere, you in the building? Boot Ali, you in the building? What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, I was talking, but I forgot I put the phone on mute.
Ain't this so nice?
I put myself in timeout.
Well, they put itself in timeout. Yeah, it happens a lot here on the truth. We do that. So we know it. We didn't put ourselves in timeout and ain't caught up with that.
Yeah. Yeah, thank the guy for coming in. Appreciate K9 inviting everybody in on the West Coast.
Yes, sir. Anytime, you know.
Get everybody from Hawaii on here, and we had a whole world sold up.
Right. We'll be nice. I tell you, we was on blast last night, boy. It's Georgia show last night.
Unfadable, you
find
Unfadable?
Did I find him?
Is the Unfadable on the...
Oh, yeah, I found it.
Who do you got scheduled for next week? Anybody?
I can't say off the top. I forgot.
I'm trying to know. I got some people I talk with, but I said I had to get with you. I didn't get to get with you today, so... I said I'll try to get with you after the show and figure it out. Y'all need some people on the show for next week.
Okay.
I might bring y'all Mr. Lucci on. Might bring y'all Mr. Lucci on from Mr. Lucci and Mr. Pookie.
Okay. That's for me, what's up?
Mm-hmm. That's one of the best smoking songs of all time that they made.
Lay it down, I'm a crook for life. That one, Hell Love, had that Jerry Curl, boy.
Yes, sir.
I should make me a smoke tape. That's what I used to do. Take songs that I like and put them together and make me a tape to smoke to.
Shit, all you gotta do is get Devin to do with all his albums. I like that landing gear. That was the last one I got to listen to.
Shoot, I didn't even know that he was still putting out music like that. Because, you know, they make keep everything so quiet.
Yeah, he dropped one probably about 8 months ago, 8-9 months ago. Yeah, he got his weed strain. Lack 79 the Ville is his weed strain.
What?
I'm not surprised at that at all. Not one bit.
Yeah, that's my right-hand man. I met him at his birthday party in Texarkana way back in the day, and me, him, and his brother, I had some of that perp, so me, him, and his brother, and a couple of my partner, we were backstage when they were cutting the birthday cake. I gave them a pack, and they sat there, and they were, ooh, man, this is that Cali. Yeah. And we got real cool. Now, I see his brother working at the Honda dealership, so we got cool and had us a freestyle session. They're like, man, you ain't rapping? I'm like, no, man, I just wanted something to do something. But we stayed in contact, and he probably mad at me because I had three people last year or the year before going to book him for a 420 event, and nobody paid the money. So I stopped calling him.
Man, people got to pay, man. they doing a lot of that.
Well, what's happening is people are calling me, hey, man, who can you get? And I'm like, what's your budget? Oh, man, it ain't no problem. I'm like, well, what's your budget? I can get so-and-so for 35. I can get so-and-so for 10, so-and-so for 20, so-and-so for 60K. So I can get my 10%. Then when it comes down to it is, see, it's not going to be this week. Man, I'm going to call you back in about 2 more months. I'm like, you should have called me 2 months when you had some money, you know. And that's the unfortunate part. I got I know he's not here to defend himself, but ball player now, I told him I got liquor companies that can sponsor some events. So he went and wanted to get E42 short, I think DJ Quick and somebody else for Reno. And I said, well, y'all got the money? He said, oh, I thought Sequence Gym was going to pay for it. I said, if Sequence Gym pay for the artists, they're going to get all the money off the door, and y'all ain't going to get nothing. Why would they sit up there and pay y'all to get money off the door, and they pay for the artists? And he had the guy on the phone. He was excited about doing the show. I'm like, so you got the money? He's like, I ain't got no money. And Boss Player didn't have no money. I was like, y'all got me calling these managers thinking it's some show money on the table, and y'all don't have a court.
He used to be on here too, huh? That's his
right.
name, that guy, Mr. Boss.
Well, he kept bugging me every day for $10 and buy him a used tire and something to eat. I said,
what?
Man, tell your partner, don't call and be texting my phone all hours of the day when he was just hugged up with two strippers in the strip club. So that's it. Bought a Mercedes Benz high side and then couldn't afford a tire. And I told him, hey, man, I said, what you're doing is you're really pissing me off. I said, you're cool, dude. When you go to a grown man and be begging for $5 and $10 every day and every other day, that's some whole shit right there. You can't do that in the penitentiary. You go do that, they're going to bend you over in the bathroom. That's what you're going to have to do to get that little snack cake. You know, I thought he come off as cool, you know, but, you know, coming on to the show. But then after he friended me, he was texting me every day. My brother said, God damn, man. Let me see the phone. I was like, no, I done told him already.
He told you what the initial BP stand for, man.
Well?
Broke player.
Well, he going to be a broke player and a broke pimp because he ain't going to pimp me.
Damn.
No, I don't mind if you like, oh, man, I ran out of gas. I need 10 more gas. Okay. Now, don't you call me back again talking about you ran out of gas. You need 10 more dollars. No. What I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you one time and one time only, hey, man, go ring that bell with a Santa Claus suit on outside Walmart around the holidays. That's what I'm going to tell you. I don't give a damn who it is. I'm going to tell you that to your face. You got to get it like I get it. I got to sit up here and build websites all tonight and all tomorrow. That's how I make money. Websites, booking shows, recording, whatever I can do to put some money in my pocket.
That's crazy. It's always like that, though. But I don't know. He used to be on here. I don't know why he stopped being on here, but I remember he used to be on here.
Well, here's the deal about it. If you tell somebody I got all these artists and you promise these artists all these pipe dreams, then they expect you to hold on to doing whatever it may be. So what happens is the artist called me thinking that me and him are partnering in because he's telling everybody I'm his partner. So they calling me, inboxing me, hey, man, when we going to get these shows? And I said, what do you mean? And this is, you know, off the record. But I said, man, I ain't got shit to do with that dude. Y'all out there on the West Coast with him. I ain't never seen a dude in my life. Talking about, yeah, you going to get us a show. I said, I ain't never told y'all that to y'all face, and I ain't never told him that. So that's why they fell out with him. He was promising them these big old concerts and they're going to be opening up for so and so and so forth, and it didn't happen. So, you know, it was all in his mind of putting on these big shows, and he promised the artists that don't know no better, oh, I'm going to get to open up for Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg. They all happy and went and told their big mama to borrow some money to get some shoes and an outfit, and it don't happen. You know, you're on the dream. It's real talk, you know, and that's what I hate it because me and a female, we just got back cool again. She said, "Hell, you hella cool." I showed her how to record and a lot of little pointers. And she like, "Hell, I just stopped texting you when I thought you were in a Moss Players in cahoots." I'm like, "Baby, I'm not going to be in no cahoots. I'm going to tell you what it is and what it ain't. And I'm not promising no artists they're going to be famous. And I ain't guaranteeing no artists no shows. Not my money to book you. But we real cool."
All right.
That's the good part about it. But I've been having a lot of stuff going on. I had a lady got beat out of $5,000. She's been calling me all week because I told her don't go with the man. I said he only got 300-something streams on his YouTube and 130-something fake streams on Spotify. And he made her pay $5,000 for distribution. He going to get her to the Grammys and all this. She going to walk the red carpet, and she sold her car to do it. And now she's in her feelings because I was fussing her, the producer, and the man out on the phone because he said he had 10 radio stations. So I said, "You got 10 terrestrial radio stations?" He said, "I got 10 radio stations." I said, "Are they terrestrial?" I said, "Because I need to know your call signature to your radio station, and I can see who owns those." And when I try to press him like Ham, Shug Knightem, they told me, "Oh, be quiet, be quiet. He got 10 stations, he got 10 stations." They thought they were going to be on terrestrial. He just got live 365 internet stations, and that's all he has. So she lost $5,000 in the shuffle just to be on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Right.
Well, before we get too deep, we want to go ahead and get this young man to call in. His request, we finna bump it now for you, my brother. Thank you for tuning in to True West. We got it for you. It is Issues by Snoop Dogg. Let's go.
Yeah, dog count. Oh, sir? Well, I ain't know about all that. Man, world of street is a motherfucker. I keep my itch in the street as much as possible. Got to. Found out. Check it out. Everywhere I go, I got niggas and bitches on my dick trying to take my shit. Now, I don't really know, but I try to keep my head to the skid. I slice my piece of shit. What y'all hating for? You better get up, get out, and get your own, nigga. Pick up the phone and holla at your po. Young folks in the hood, mash your dog, how fuck your mother fool. G-O-double-G, kick back, blaze a sack, and catch a motherfucking Big Mac attack. We blazing up the door, it'll hurt you, nothing but purple in my circle. Till the day we die, we gon' get money, bitches, and high. Doghouse gangster crap, right back up in your motherfucking ass for the R2G, bitch. What y'all wanna do? Seems like these niggas wanna talk all night. What we gonna do? We ain't gonna say nothing more. We gon' get with y'all on sight. That's how it's supposed to see. So all that straggle in the gate trying to get close to me. Y'all niggas need to stop trying to flip the hip-hop script. I snap, crackle, and pop. Tell your friends and foes it's a whole new year situation and I'm still hating hoes. Will it ever stop? Look, I really don't know, but on the up, I doubt that low. Now what about your hood? Man, I'm doing mine, they doing theirs, so I guess it's all good. And what about your crew? Shit, my crew is the east side, fool, I thought you knew. Dog Pound ain't the same. Yeah, them niggas split up and did their own thing and went and made their own gang. Money is thicker than blood, that's fucked up, but on the real, that's how it is, cuz. Damn, the world just ain't the same. And come to find out, these niggas crossing up my motherfucking name. So what am I to do? I pay them no mind, continue to shine. Everything's fine, in G-O-D we trust. That's why, y'all, suckers can't touch us. Me, she made the beat. And you know when we get together, shit, we like bread and meat. We coming with the heat. Close your mouth, cause Doghouse is definitely turning it out. And what about the cops? I paid them, and the ones I didn't, I slayed them. Sucker, will it ever stop? It's like asking who is it before a nigga even knocks. The game is here to stay, and I'm here to change the rules, cause I'm a player that loves to play. Did you thank the Lord today? Think I didn't? And on that note, young folk, I'm getting ghost. Why you tell the truth? Cause I'm 120 proof from the turf to the roof, Big Snow.
Oh, yes, yes. Uh-huh,
it
uh-huh.
Ha, ha. Yes. Crazy tracks. Hey, let's do it. 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 Let's do it.
get straight to it. Y'all know I really wanna do it. Yeah. The main got boss on a level that you never heard before. Now I'm deep into it.
What?
Straight from the crock pot. I never stop. Legend in the game and I'm still pushing.
Don't pop.
When you come to the crock pot, I'll let you boy and see you wanna get hot. We gon' party.
Straight up out the issues of issues, man. Snoop Dogg issues, and that was just one out the win. Your boy here, love, let's do it. Yeah, type shit. True West Radio, man. It's been a good weekend. We got Mr. Everywhere, got the week set up for us. I can rest. For sure, it's going to be a banger next week. So, yeah, yeah.
Shoot, I can't wait to see what y'all got coming up. Y'all been having some good ones. I hate that I missed that one guy, but, oh, man, there's been some crazy stuff going on in the family.
Yeah. I know how I can be sometimes. This sounds like a phone. might go back in the studio.
Yeah, man, it's crazy. We're just looking around. Everybody's like, you know, have anybody heard from bro? Like, he didn't hit Chris up on his birthday, and we didn't see him post nothing on his birthday, and haven't been seeing him going live. So everybody's like, what the hell is going on? And boy, it's some shit going on.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, me and Chris celebrate the same day, so, you know, I thought I did enough for him that day. We pumped it up.
Y'all did, for sure.
Turn up the A-Star, you heard me? A-Star party.
And they hate us both. People born on the same day and around the same time be so similar.
It was actually, you know what? To me, it was a coincidence when I found out his birthday was mine. I was like, what? I'm celebrating a birthday with the great connoisseur, Chris? Oh, my. How much better can this get? I'm just waiting for us to, I think next year I'm going to try to reach out to Chris and we're going to throw a big party to him.
Oh, man, you would love that.
Yeah. Maybe by then I'll be going to record some songs that I can remember.
Yeah, y'all going to have a kickback. That'll be fun.
It'd be cold. Yo, everybody want to move around when it's cold, man. Everybody want to do that lovey-dovey shit. It's cold. I don't want to be next to my baby.
Keep that inside the house. Shit.
That would be good. We might have to start putting that in motion this year to go and get that set up for next year. It is right around the corner.
Everybody be talking about that lovey-dovey shit. I mean, we lovey-dovey, but at the same time, like, we was partners for a long-ass time, for the longest, so we still be talking about goofy shit and, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got that say, my nigga, like, yeah, you know.
I know y'all be like, what if we'd have started this in the beginning?
Ah, would have never worked.
But, you know, I always knew in the back of my head, I had it in the back of my head. I always knew. I ain't never say nothing. I don't get nobody to say it. I'm getting their business. But I see things and I hear things before they are thought out and spoken. Yeah.
A few people say
yeah, like
that. Somebody should have told me.
Yeah, I knew. When you told me that was your artist, it's my artist. I said, okay. You pull the rug over
your
body.
Oh, no, he was.
He was. And I saw how you went to bed for him. You pushed. You got him into some shows down there. You were doing a lot of shows and stuff. You know.
Oh, so she was moonlight. She was saying that was her artist, and that was her little love affair. Okay.
No, not at the time.
Cause I could see, you know what? Like I could see that glow in you.
Right now, Fanny Willis. Right now, Fanny Willis, we finna get you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they want her to
yeah,
be the one with that boy before she gave him the job.
I tell you what, though, everybody else was so mean to me. Nigga, like, everybody was so mean to me and, like, treated me so bad. So I was like, well, maybe I do need to talk to him because I don't understand, like, you know, niggas be tripping anyway. You know, they don't necessarily be good to you. But then when they meet him, everybody just get real funny. They get real, real mad. And it's like, now I look back and I see, well, of course you mad. You see, my homeboy treat me better than you do. You supposed to be, you
yeah.
know, we supposed to be together. So, of course, you would be mad.
Well, I'm glad y'all jumped the broom. I'm glad y'all done that. I just hate I didn't get no invitation. I didn't get no fucking wedding cake. I didn't get no damn ice cream. I didn't get to eat no finger sandwiches. No carrots, no shit like that off of the vegetable tray. I was upset for a while.
Me either.
I said, they ain't invite your boys to the barbecue, and they know I like eating.
Nah, the barbecue, we was just doing that at the house. I like doing stuff like that. That's why I say we can have a kickback because, you know, I'm one of them people, like, I like go to the park, this and that. You know, I was raised during that time. We didn't
yeah.
really have places to go. There weren't really places to go back then. They just used to send us all outside, go outside, and then they would bring us lunch and all that stuff outside, and I really thought we was doing something because we didn't have to eat in the house and watch the stories and all that.
Yeah.
You used to be able to do that, but now you always got an asshole going to go to the park and show out.
Yeah.
Or asshole going to go to the cookout and show out.
There's all that.
Somebody
going to
be mad about the potato sack.
They had about 15 shootings in the last 3 years in Texarkana area, Louisiana area, at the trail ride. Before you had that, you had, you know, a few fights or scuffles, but it wasn't no shooting. Now shootings and people getting killed. And they're like, this is trail ride, man. That's supposed to be, you know, the country is laid back stuff that you can have, but you got these cats that want to go prove themselves on that day. They won't fight you when they see you in the street, but they wait till there's a whole crowd, and then they want to sit up there and try to show up.
But you got to realize, though, that for a while, trail rides had took a turn, and they were playing nothing but hip-hop at these trail rides. So the stuff that you were hearing in the club, you hear at the trail ride when you really want to go to the trail ride to kick back, listen to some good country, some good blues, because that's what they used to do. The Exotico came through, you know what I'm saying? That was they were well about them. But when they started incorporating hip-hop into these trail rides, that broke the game up right there, huh? One thing about black folks, I ain't going to say too many other words, but black folks, you know, it's some of these white people, because there was some white people out there thought they were black doing the same look. But once you start transitioning and you playing motherfuck this, bitch that, I bust your head hole, and all this shit right there, people out there drinking. And you got to think about it. Moonshine is like the number one drink in a trail ride. So everybody drunk, you know. And alcohol and black people don't mix. My liquor found that out and feel like it could kill us.
No, it's not alcohol and black folks. It's alcohol and niggas.
I didn't want to use
black,
it in our real word. Yeah. But it just be certain black folks that bring the nigga out. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? And I'm going to say another thing about that. I'm not disagreeing with you, but people need to respect who they is and where they from. Like, if you know you from the city and you bought that life and that's the life you done live, know that you don't take your ass to no trail ride for that. You wait until you back in the city and until you back on them grounds. You don't do that shit out there. And older people had an understanding of that. And even, what you call it, the boy, he got a song, he said, how you a city girl, but you from the country. Like, people need to respect where they from and quit trying to act like, you know, you from both. No, you're not a city girl if you from the woods. And no, you're not a gangster on a trail ride. You should not be. And the gangsters that go to the trail ride, you know, real niggas don't act like that. It's just these dumb, ignorant ass people.
Changed, but before, the gangsters didn't dance in no club, and gangsters didn't make no TikTok videos, and gangsters didn't be on no damn podcast talking all this stuff. Now it's 2020-something, social media, and a gangster sitting up there dancing and prancing and puff daddying, that's the norm, you know. So that's why you like, well, hell, man, y'all will be gangster, but y'all on Vlad TV telling every play-by-play about what's his name, done killed what's his name, and such and such on the set, and it's like, that ain't the code. That ain't the code. The code, you don't sit up there and what you call it. If I seen, you know, such and such that we was all involved in, I'm not coming on no Vlad TV post 20, 30 years later to get Tweepy convicted because we were down there at the damn convenience store and a man got murdered. 30 years later, a murder warrant is open. It don't stop. That's what happened to Keep It D running his damn mouth. Got his own self in trouble.
Yeah. And that's them anyway, be talking too damn much, thinking the internet is a game. The internet ain't a game. I watch people every day incriminate themselves and literally post and make videos of everything wrong that they have done. And thinking you gonna delete it, you ain't gonna delete it, baby. It's there. It is there.
They went forever. Back to Young Thug since 2012, showing them throwing gang signs and talking gang talk, went to the Instagram post and everything. So they went back from 2012 all the way up to 2022 to get these guys. So they went back 10 years on them and then pulled up all their stuff. So you just think, if they go back 10 years, see, here's how the feds go. The feds tell you the answer. And when you scratch your head to ask the questions, they know they got you. See, the feds say, Sweet Pea, y'all remember when you and Connoisseur Chris, y'all got married, and y'all went down to the roof of Chris' steakhouse, because Papa Doe was booked and had to have reservation. And you say, damn, you know how long ago that was me and Chris got married? Well, damn, how long these motherfuckers been watching me? That shit was long ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's how they get you, because you start scratching your head like, damn, what lie I'm going to be able to tell them when they telling me some shit that happened 7 or 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it be the people that's hanging out with you every day that they utilize. They jam them up. Hey, we're going to get you. But here's what you got to do. You got to play the role and go by Connoisseur Chris and Sweet Pea House, sit back and drink and smoke with them and all that good old stuff and act like everything is cool and just give us a play-by-play. We're going to camera you up, give us a play-by-play. So then once we get all the evidence we need, we can get them, and we don't get them on a conspiracy charge. We on a regular charge, we get them on conspiracy, because conspiracy going to stick. All you got to do is have 10 yep. seconds of a conversation. Yeah, I can get you 2 kilos of fentanyl, and they got you. And you might not even be able to get your hand on a gram of it, but you done told them that. That's conspiring. And they make that stick. I had a boy named Bass. He told somebody he can get 2 pounds of ice, and he couldn't even put his hands on it. Got 5 years off a conspiracy phone call.
Damn.
Right.
That's crazy. We'll be down to the last minute of the show, man. It's been another great one. And we're glad that we were able to fulfill the listening ear. That's right. If you call True West and ask us a prayer request, we'll get that. We'll get it in for you in a few minutes. You know, we might not go right to it, but we're going to make sure we don't forget about you. And we're going to keep popping that funk, man. This weekend, I'm not going to do the show Saturday and Sunday, but we will be back Monday through the rest of the week, man. Everyone got some gifts coming through. I might have 1 or 2. We might end up doing 2 on 1 night. It don't matter. We're going to make it splatter. You heard me?
Mm-hmm.
If they're coming in, we're going to get them in. Mm-hmm. And for those of you who like this show and take part of what we do, man, just know that we take donations too. You know what I'm saying? We do this for you, but, you know, every now and then we need a little up here and there. So be kind. Be generous. Until next time, my people, we going to holler at you. You heard me? Peace.
Good night, y'all.
Good night.